Welcome to On the Road with the Jaguars, brought to you by ProTrans. I'm Brian Sexton, along with Jeff Loggeman. The Jaguars have just arrived at Wembley Stadium after landing a little while ago at Heathrow Airport in London. And Jeff, boy, I tell you what, they get on the ground after a night, it wasn't all that comfortable, right? And they go right to work. It's kind of an adjustment, isn't it?
Well, it's a little bit of an adjustment, and I know that those guys got a lot better sleeping quarters than we did. You know, they kind of packed us into the back of the plane. But the players, they were actually up in the front where they could stretch some of those chairs all the way down in the sleeping position. So it's good. I like the schedule change. I think it's more business-like when you end up traveling on a Thursday night because it makes it kind of more normal as possible. But typically, the better the team, the better they play. It doesn't matter when they travel.
How about going right to the practice field? Guys got to get their legs stretched. You like that?
Yeah, I like that, and I'm sure some guys are like me and you, sleep-deprived, you know, and you're not exactly feeling good. But the good part is that you're going to have two nights to be able to recoup all that sleep. So I think it'll work out fine.
From a football perspective, the Jaguars know they will not see Tyrod Taylor, who has been the starting quarterback this year. They'll also not see Sammy Watkins or Percy Harvin. So what are they preparing for?
Well, I think they're preparing for a pocket passer because that's what mainly E.J. Manuel is. He's got a talented arm and watching a lot of film on the long flight over here, and watching him, he's got very happy feet. He doesn't ever set his feet. Not a good sign for a young quarterback. The one thing, though, that I think that they're definitely going to do is just give the ball to LeSean McCoy. They did that last week against the Cincinnati Bengals, but the game didn't really dictate that they could stick to it. But I expect them to feed him the ball a lot because he's starting to get healthy.
How about Rex Ryan's defense? How does the offensive line prepare for that? You really don't know who's coming, but whoever it is pretty talented.
Well, first and foremost, they've got a very talented group up front. And I went back and watched the film of the Tennessee Titans game where they're facing Marcus Mariota. Similar circumstance that you got a young quarterback. And Rex Ryan did bring a lot of pressure. And he brought it in second and long and third and five plus. So as long as you're running the ball effectively, you can neutralize a lot of that Rex Ryan defense. But the key is running the football.
All right, we're here all weekend long on Jaguars.com, getting you ready for Sunday morning in the Jaguars and the Bills.